So, why is Sameach b'Chelko important for Torah? So, obviously, Zukta, it doesn't mean that a person is happy with what he has and therefore he's lazy. You know, fine, whatever I get, I get. Right? Hakavanu, you have to realize the godless of any a little bit of hasaga you get. Not be satisfied with the not having any hasagas. It's the realization of how chashuv any hasaga in Torah is. Zok the Medrash from the Tanit Be'el Yo, b'ficho uvilvovcho la'asoisoi. Zok the Medrash. Pamachas olachti b'derech. I was going in the way. Umatani adam misloitzitz olai umalik b'dvorai. And I saw someone was making fun of me. What are you going to tell to the Ebishter when he asks you, what's up, you make fun of this guy? Look, I don't have Bina and Dea to be Ekrav Eshne. And who taught you how to make a net? I figured it out with my understanding. You know how to be a plumber. You know how to be a plumber. I figured it out. And Torah, you can't figure it out. Torah is more close to you than plumbing. He started crying and crying. I tried like a year of avcha benisha called boy oila meshivim tshuva zu avamaseh meidim b'hem. So, turns out. Turns out, what was this guy's problem? This guy's problem was Gufa, he didn't push himself for more. Right? So that's obviously not what we're talking about. We're not talking about that type of Sameach more than that. Right? More than that, there's a Rosh. The Rosh says that in Dvarim, Ruchniyim, you're supposed to look to the people above you, and Dvarim Gashmiim, you're supposed to look to the people below you. Dvarim
Gashmiim,
you should. I know from the Rosh. In Dvarim Gashmiim, well, at least I have this, at least I have that. Look, so I have a 13-year-old car. So what? So my car is older than most of my kids combined. Right? I'm saying
nope.
2006. What's wrong? Going strong, 160,000 miles. Toyota, supposed to go to 300,000. Plenty of life left, you know. So, plenty of people don't have a car bakhlal.
And it's a
plenty of people don't have a car bakhlal. Good paint job
of
will do it. So,
the most comfortable cars.
you know, good paint job wouldn't be bad. Would help. But Lamaisa, okay, I have to complain. These people, I at least have a car. Look at the people who don't have anything. Don't have even what you have. But the other way, by Ruchnius, I should be happy that I finished Masechta once. Look at these Gedolim, no Masechtas, back, forth, everything. You can't Sameach b'Chelko when it comes to Torah and Ruchnius. In Ruchnius, you have to look to the people above you. In Gashmius, look to the people below you. So, boss, Epis, Sameach, Mechalkoi, one of the Kinyan Torah. So, I would still to Agra, right? I would still to Agra like this. Agra says, Leif Chacham b'yiminoi, Leif Ksil b'smaylo, Leiv Chacham b'yiminai and Leiv Ksil is l'smaylai. So the Vilna Gaon says in all in Pidrush, when you're holding a Jewish sefer, so you're right to left. You know the part. So the stuff that you learned is on your right side. The stuff that you didn't left to learn is on the left. So the Lev Chacham should look to his right and say, well, look how much you've accomplished. The Lev Ksil should look to his...
He does.
He looks to his left. And he says, oh, look how much more I have to do. I'm never going to accomplish.
Kipper him out of there.
Yeah, so... So the idea is that one of the major accomplishments, one of the major tools that we have is using our accomplishments that we've had to push us further. Use the accomplishments we have as a tool to go weiter. Can das nutzen of gain weiter and weiter? Look, okay, it's one mission a day. Look how much you're accomplishing in one mission a day. So look at the accomplishments that even someone as simple as you and I can accomplish in without that much effort, and Kolshkin with effort. And that is one of the most important tools that we can have going into the day of the Kabbalah Satoros of Shavuos. Shavuos is, you know, where we stand at the cusp of this. This decision. On the one hand, we have to look at what we've accomplished and say, look, we might as well come a long way. On the other hand, look to the year ahead and figure out how I can do better. As I'm talking, I'm thinking of another pshat in Samech L'Chalkei. So I'll share it with you. It did not go through the filter system. So,
those are the best.
So I don't know what I'm saying right now, but interesting shot. Maybe it's like this, that when a person feels the, Rav Dan Segel says this, I said it before, he said that when a person feels the simcha of accomplishing and learning, that's one of the biggest motivating factors to feel it again.
Even though we said a few weeks ago.
We said lahapach a few weeks ago because you feel satisfied. But there's another svar, right? You were tying that there's a svar for care.
I called my friend and I forgot exactly.
Yeah. But this is definitely a svar. And if you're sameach in what you're learning, that's going to motivate you to learn more. Right? A person could have an experience of a simcha, of joy. Like last Shavuos, sometimes you get those, you know, last Shavuos and I was so geshmak. It was like 3-4 hours straight. Mom was sitting out of my seat. And it was like three geshmak asugyas. And Mom was pounded with 7 people. It was like 6-7 guys. And it was almost unbelievable. And it was a great feeling. I bumped into someone. I was in Presidential Estates for Shavuos 2 weeks ago. And I bumped into a kid, a 12th grader. The 12th grader goes to Katz Hebrew Academy in Boca Raton. And he says, I just have to tell you, I was in the Kollel last week. It's the first time I was there. So first of all, he's like, I never knew he was there. So first of all, he literally lives a 6-minute car drive away. And yet, he never knew he was here. You know, different Velka. So he was here for Shabbos in North Miami Beach. And I guess he had a Gemara final or something like that. And he came to Chazer, his Gemara in the Koil. And he told me, he said, I grabbed a friend of mine, we started to learn. He said, I never had this in my life. I sat there, I didn't realize 3 hours went by. 3 hours went by, we were mamash in the sugya. And, you know, shkoyach for the place, whatever. And then he didn't say so he's running back to do it so fast, but he did say that it was an unbelievable experience and that it pushed him to try to do it again. As he's telling me this, and the different kid tapped him on his shoulder and said, come on, Scott, where are you guys going? Oh, I'm going to play soccer. I gotta go change. Okay, I said, it was that. But the last shot was going to be special for 3 hours. So the bottom line point is that a person feels the simcha of the Samech Mechelka. It could be that could push them to go drop right there. I want to share with you Gevaldik Gevart. I heard from Rav Kahan in the shmuz that he gave. So he's Dr. Gevaldik Gevart. Dr. Zoe. That And he said, Rabbosai, the day of Shavuos is the yom of Kabbalah Satorah. When is the Kabbalah Satorah of Shavuos? So everyone gives different answers. One says, by Meir Baruch Hu, you bring the Kedusha Sayoim. Another one says, by Alois. One says, no, by Nate. One says, during Kriyas HaTorah. That one has their, you know, Messiah and Kabbalah. It says, Dr. Salam Rene, I'll tell you what it is. Kabbalah HaTorah of Shavuos takes place when you're Mekabal HaTorah on Shavuos. If you make your Kabbalah, that's when the Kabbalah is. It's waiting for you because it doesn't happen. It's not like it happens. You do it, but you got to do it. You got to Mekabal HaTorah. If you Mekabal HaTorah, then you Zoich to Kabbal HaTorah on Shavuos. That's a Kabbalah the Gevor. You can share it with whoever you want. And everyone, wishing all a wonderful, wonderful Yom Tov. I hope that our learning together will enhance our learning in at least one way out of the 24 that we spent time on. We got halfway through. It's a good schmuck. Maybe next year, next season, we'll do the next 24. And if anyone has any ideas, I don't even know what we're learning next. We'll figure it out. But call to Rabbi Sachs.
Thank you so much.